10.16.
Welcome to today's program. Our topic today is public speaking. Public speaking is right up there at the top of what most people say they're most afraid of. There's even a name for it, glossophobia. But hopefully after this program, you will feel a lot more confident if you do have to make a speech or give a presentation. First, we have Lynn Parker, an expert in the art of public speaking, who's going to tell us some of her do's and don'ts. Then after that, we're going to talk to Anya Edwards from Chile. Anya was a finalist in last year's English Speaking Union International Public Speaking Competition. Lynn, I believe you have 6 key tips for us. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. My first tip, and maybe the most important one, is be yourself. This applies both to how you speak and to what you actually do on the stage, whether that's standing up, sitting down, or moving about. Do what you feel comfortable with. The only don't regarding how you are on stage, I'd say, is try not to continually walk up and down, because this tends to distract people from what you're saying.
Yes, I find that distracting, actually.
Second, if you're using PowerPoint, don't just type out your talk. You want people to listen to what you're saying, not to read ahead. Slides are best for illustrating your talk or for drawing attention to a point. Pictures are often better than words, but if you use words, do keep it short. And do remember the 10-20-30 rule. Do you know what that is?
No. Do tell us.
The 10-20-30 rule is that the ideal presentation should have 10 slides, last 20 minutes, and never have a font size on the slides that's less than 30 points.
Great. That's an easy one to remember. And tip number 3?
Maintain eye contact with your audience, whether it's to 500 people in a room or 20 people in a classroom or around a table. Don't spend the whole talk looking at your notes or slides.
How can you maintain eye contact with 500 people?
Well, you can't with all of them, of course. But a good technique is to scan the audience occasionally from side to side and front to back to give the impression you're talking to everyone.
Number 4.
Rehearse, rehearse, rehearse. In front of a mirror, or even better, video yourself. It will make you aware of how you use your hands and body, and even what clothes look right.
Number 5.
Include a couple of good sound bites. Whenever you hear something good, write it down, because you might be able to use it later.
So, sound bites, rather than stories or examples?
Well, no, not instead of. A good story or example can also help to illustrate a situation or help people to remember the point you were making. Just don't make it too long. And if you're telling a little story, remember, good stories have a beginning, a middle, and an end.
And your last point?
Listen to other speakers. There are lots of good resources online, such as TED Talks and The Moth, which is a great storytelling website. Also, listen to people talking when you're out and about, for example, travelling on public transportation or in line at the supermarket. You never know what witty remarks or good stories you might pick up along the way.
Thank you very much, Lynn.